Hello, Pop Kids. This is Emma's House Music, episode 2212. Welcome and thanks for tuning in to what will hopefully be a special edition of this show. Special in more than one respect. Actually, it's the first show where I haven't scripted what I'm saying. I've been meaning to do this for a long time and apologize in advance for any slip-ups, pauses, or stutters that may happen along the way. This episode of Emma's House Music is also special in so far as I've dropped the royal we, and with it the pretense that there's ever been more people involved in this little project. No, there haven't. My name is Stefan and Emma's House Music is basically my project. It's special in a further respect, which I'll talk about a little bit later, but what has not changed is that we're going to start the show with a track from way back, actually not so long ago, from 2016. The Rentiers are a short-lived but occasionally still active indie rock band from Philadelphia. And the track coming up is from an EP from 2016 of theirs. The title is Arms, and here's The Rentiers. Tears with Arms, a song that can be found on their compilation that has the brilliant title Bring Me the Finest World Map Shower Curtain, and that is out on Jigsaw Records. Interestingly, the backing vocals on this track come from Annika Pyle, who before her involvement with the Rentiers was the lead songwriter and vocalist in Chumped, and who we'll have again later on the show with a solo track of hers. The third respect in which this current episode of MS House Music is special is in terms of the music played. I'm not going to play any new songs from the last 4 to 6 weeks. I'm not going to play a best of 2022, and I'm certainly not going to do a Christmas special. Instead, what you're going to hear is a selection of tracks from the last 4 to 5 years that should have been, but never actually got played on MS House Music for various reasons. Either because I found them too late to qualify as a new song, or because I'd already played a single of an album that turned out to have some much better tracks on it, or because I simply overlooked them at the time. There's a point to all that, and I'll talk about that towards the end of the show, but for now, let's just indulge in some brilliant overlooked music. The first of these tracks comes from Brunch Club, a band from Edmonton, Alberta, and this is from their Another Wasted Summer EP. The song is called Fall Again. Here's Brunch Club. This was a band called Beauty Parlor from Fort Worth, Texas, with Jamais Vu, a track from their one and only EP called Fall in Love, and that was released in 2018. Coming up is a band that most of you will know and love from Toronto, Canada. They're called Tallies, and their second LP, Patina, has been released a few weeks ago. But the song coming up is from their first self-titled LP. I played the debut single Mother a while ago, but this next song turned out to be the lasting standout track on an outstanding first LP by Tallies, and this is Beat the Heart. A track for your New Year's Day there. This was January the 1st by Tilly Murphy, also known as Fritz. She's from Australia, and January 1st was a single she released in 2019. The same year that saw the return, after 6 years, of Leeds poet Matt Abbott's musical project Skinned and Demoralized. In 2019 they released a wonderful album called We Are Humans, and off that album, coming up, I've got the track for you, The 15th Floor. This is Skinned and Demoralized.
A pastel-coloured tower block, the nasty edge of town, interrupts the sunrise with a 15-story frown. The paint jobs look like piss stains, the grass is pasty brown. The council dropped a bollock, but they'll never pull it down. Franco is a failure by the age of 23. He used to be a rock star, now he works in HMV. To Kimberly, he's a pity shag with little else to choose. A recovering alcoholic, she works in bargain booze.
There's nothing left to do. I backs her up against the wall now. Meet me on the 15th floor. Oh. There's really nothing left to see now. So rest your head and just be free now. Meet me on the 15th floor. Oh.
The cellar tape a broken sign to the elevator door. Step inside and fornicate as it moves between the floors. For Franco it's a mission, sex is now a sport. For Kimberly it's all about the risk of being caught. They silently pretend that they get any pleasure from it, and then they roll a spliff to make the other person vomit. Netflix is a sedative till eyelids win the duel. A tumbleweed existence as boring as it's cruel. No one said the 20s would be destitute and bleak, formulating saving plans to see him through the week. With the papers in the Rizzler pack that say you're nearly done, Kimberly made a collage that said, I haven't yet begun. The strip lights are flickering, the toddlers wear designers. Graffiti on the wall that says, victory to the miners. Destruction to procrastinate, convenience is queen. Lay on clouds instead of concrete.
Meet me, 15. There's nothing left to do. I backs her up against the wall now. Meet me on the 15th floor. Oh. There's really nothing left to see now. So rest your head and just be free now. Meet me on the 15th floor. Oh.
Sky will watch and air it sound to all.
Essex Green, a neo-psychedelic pop outfit from Brooklyn with Don't Leave It in Our Hands. And that's a song from their wonderful 2018 LP Hardly Electronic. A band featured regularly on our show are Augusta Cox's Philadelphia musical outfit Glady. I can only recommend you to go out and have a listen to their second LP, Don't Know What You're In Until You're Out, that's just out. But I missed playing my favorite track from the first LP by Glady, Safe Sins. So this is coming up in just a second. And after that, I'm going to turn things down to a very slow and quiet second song with Annika Pyle on vocals. A solo single from her from a year ago. But first though, here's Glady with Overlooking the Lake.
Waiting on kids with money as I circumnavigate the ways in which you love me, but that's not what love looks like.
As I settle in the booth,
so much older. The lines are creeping in. Your eyes are the same sapphire that they've always been. We're silent for a moment, staring down the truth. You say it's good to see you. I exhale and say you too. The waitress fills your coffee, gestures to my cup. Would you like some, darling? I don't mean in rough. Yes, I love some, thank you. I'll just take it back. Some things never change, you say. We both let out loud. You ask about my sister, I ask about the kids. Share a couple photos, I say how they get so.
Way You Look at Me by Annika Pyle, and that's a single she released in December last year. Another of my all-time favorite bands are Seattle indie pop stalwarts Tullycraft. The Railway Prince Hotel was the title of their comeback album a few years ago, and I never got around to playing my favorite track of it. A song that's got a title that some of us may be able to relate to, We Couldn't Dance to Billy Joel. With their hands in their pockets, here's Tullycraft.
The attention that was meant for the band. I didn't know you, but I wished I had, with my hands in my pockets and my hands in my pockets, eh? Standing sheepishly against the wall, with the bones and the breaks and the breaks and the fall. We had a book of matches and the wherewithal, and our hands in our pockets and our hands in our pockets, eh?
We started a house on fire and convinced these flames to grow. We couldn't dance to Billy Joel. Beginnings were much too fast, and the world was ours to owe. We couldn't dance to Billy Joel.
Again, an almost happy happenstance, when I tossed you a glimpse and you threw me a glance. You caught me nervous in those orange pants, with your hands in your pockets and your hands in your pockets, eh? We sat alone with the thoughts we confessed, and how the pulpit determined how we danced and we dressed. Cause we were unapproachable and unimpressed, with our hands in our pockets and our hands in our pockets, eh?
We started a house on fire and convinced these flames to grow. We couldn't dance to Billy Joel. Beginnings were much too fast, and the world was ours to owe. We couldn't dance to Billy Joel.
Just the same.
You're still listening to Emma's House Music, episode 2212, playing the best overlooked tracks from 2018 right until the present. Romantic States are a minimalist pop duo from Baltimore, and what you've just heard was the title track of their album Ballerina, that can still be bought from Gentle Reminder Records. And with that, we've already arrived at the final two of this episode's 12 disregarded songs from recent years. And this final bracket is going to start out with a band from Vancouver, Canada, called Blue Jay, and a track of their album A Sign of Good Luck that actually was released this very year in March. The track coming up is called Something Happened, and for the first few seconds, it irritatingly sounds a bit like a Coldplay track, but bear with me, it's going to get much better than that, and also I very much like the lyric on this one. And after that, I'm going to turn things down a notch for a track from Joanna Sternberg. But before that, let's listen to Blue Jay and Something Happened.
Can have the best intentions, but your execution's tragic. There's no reason to go on, but the love for all your friends, the joy of connection when all reasoning has fled. Annihilating sadness. There's no reason to go on, but the love for all your friends, the joy of connection when all reasoning has fled. It's you, your hands in your face. Imagine little sparks as all this chemistry takes place. Imagine little sparks as all this chemistry takes place.
Thank you. I always say I'm done with trying, but then I try some more. I don't feel right inside my body, never felt right before. Never felt that I was a lady, never felt like a man. You're not the first to think I'm crazy, how could you understand? But don't you ever feel like no one really knows you. Don't you ever distracting, most of my dreams have died. Lately I'm scared of interacting, that's why I hide inside. I sleep and sleep all through the night, I sleep all through the day. I wish it didn't feel so right, sleeping my life away. But don't you ever feel like no one really knows you. Don't you ever feel like no one ever will. Don't you ever
Don't You Ever, a track from But Then I Try Some More, an album by Joanna Sternberg. And that's almost it. I told you at the beginning of the show that there was a point to playing these 12 overlooked tracks on this particular episode. And I'm going to tell you why. The point is that I've been meaning to get them into the show before it's too late. Because what you've been listening to has been the last ever episode of Emma's House Music. I feel that after 61 shows showcasing 730 different songs by 540 different artists, the time is right to bring this little endeavor of mine to an end. And I'd like to stress that this end doesn't come with any feelings of regret or bitterness or in fact any negativity at all. It's not because listener numbers have been in decline, which to be fair they have, and it's not because there's literally a dozen of shows readily available who do more or less the same thing, but only better. So why then? Well, this may be a bit of a harsh thing to tell you, but this show was never done for any of you, dear listeners. I only ever did it for myself. And the fact that a few of you chose to tune in has been something of a collateral gain, as it were. And like so many things we do, as I'm sure you'll agree, it was done as a compensation for something else. And the fact that I don't feel I need this compensation anymore is a good thing, surely, isn't it? So, coming to the end of Emma's House Music, it's time to express my gratitude, first of all, to all the labels and artists making this wonderful music, telling me about it, for all the lovely conversations we've had about it, and for never once questioning whether I've got the legal rights to play any of this on the internet, which of course I don't. Gratitude also to every one of you, anyone who tuned in once and never came back, those of you who chose to regularly listen to the show, those who gave feedback, those who left a comment, those who gave the show a plug on their social media accounts. Thank you very much. Special thanks for support and inspiration go to Steve Williamson at Everything Indie Over 40, Beth Dobson at Indie Lounge Radio, Darren Lovell at The 157 Show, Beck at Girls Like Us, Josh Meadows at It's a Jangle Out There, Tom at Records I Like, Simon at Beat Surrender, Nathan at Austin Town Hall, and Shadow on the Wall from New Zealand, plus countless other people who I forget right now. But thank you. It's been great fun. And what's on my Christmas wish list for this year is, if there's anything good remaining from this little show, it's that even without me reminding you on a monthly basis, you will still remember to be nice.